Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, I am super excited to be with you today. You may notice this is not our usual time. It is my usual place. And maybe you're getting us at the usual place, but this is an unscheduled live. I just wanted to come out to everybody in our community and talk to you because we are having a 3-day event that is an opportunity to absolutely blow your mind and change your world. And more in honor of that, I wanted to give you guys some value. So if you guys are like me, you may have spent months or even years working in your business and really not getting anything done on your business. So if that's you, if you are the guy or gal that's like, hey, Odvin Garcia, good morning. If you're the guy or gal that's like, hey, I know that. I've been there, done that, dude. I'm constantly working in my business. I'm not lazy, but I just can't seem to get anything done on it. And I really want to change my business and my life. You are in the right spot. The problem is with living like that is your business never grows, your team never grows, and most importantly and sadly, you never grow, right? Your business continues to take time and money and freedom as opposed to those are all the things that we got into the business to give. So if you're live with me right now, give me a shout out in the chat, hello Sine, and just let me know where you're at in your business, what you're dealing with. And we're going to talk about right now how to go from working in your business and kind of that what's it called? I want to say rat race, like the wheel that you get, the hamster wheel, right? Jason Johnson doesn't know anything about this. He gives me the good what's up from Disney's Animal Kingdom. So he's doing whatever. Evie Lynn is like, I'm not even, this isn't for me. I'm playing hooky. Business is running on its own. That is great. Evie Lynn's one of our elite graduates, one of my favorite humans. And she got a great story. And Jason Johnson is one of our millionaire mastermind. He is absolutely kicking butt and taking names. And Crystal says, good morning. I'm tired working on it and in it. Well, good. I've got to be honest with you, Crystal. So many of the people that we work with, they only work in, they don't work on and in. So we want to have you only working on, but if you're at least working on and in, we'll work with that. Melissa says, about to do a group interview via Zoom. Great job. Annie De La Torre checking in. All right, beautiful. So I love the group that we've got here. We've got some graduates of our program and stuff. So hopefully we'll have people that are like, yes, I'm working in my business. Help me, because that's what we're going to help you do today. And then we've got a lot of people here that are like, I'm in process. And some people are at the other end. Jason Johnson in the Magic Kingdom. And by the way, I don't know if Lindsay's on. If she is, throw up a link of we just interviewed him literally live from the Magic Kingdom last week. So if you want, if Lindsay can maybe do that, put up the link for that. Okay. So if you are wanting your business to grow, you to grow, your team to grow, and you to stop working on your business or in your business, start working on it. Good morning, Renee. And you want to start having the time and money freedom that probably got you this business in the first place, you're absolutely in the right spot. By the end of our time today, you're going to know exactly what to do to break that in your business, not on your business cycle. Sine says, struggling to advertise, been a year of business, not doing well at all. I'm so sorry to hear that, Sine, but the good news is you're in the absolute right place, Cleaning Nation. We've got thousands and thousands of super successful owners of cleaning companies, and I am here to help you get the time and money freedom that you want. So let's talk how to break the in the business as opposed to on the business cycle that people are in. Evelyn's so sweet. Appreciate you guys. All right. So I just want to start with a story because I don't want you guys ever to think like I was born smart, or maybe that I'm not even smart now. Who knows? But man, when I was young and dumb as opposed to old and dumb now, I had my first business was a Service Master commercial cleaning company. We were, I was 22 years old, maybe. I'm putting up on the link. Lindsay just put Jason's interview from last week. If you guys want to see how Jason built his culture to be so he could kind of travel the world and live the life that he wants. And his business is running itself in a completely different state, a much colder state. He's in Alaska. All right. So I had my Service Master commercial cleaning business and we were growing. We were actually making money. But man, I felt like I was on call all the time, right? I kind of worked 8 to 5 Monday through Friday in the office. But the problem is, we clean businesses not 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. So I always had people in the field, and because I didn't have the systems and processes in place, I was just miserable doing it, right? I loved owning my own business. That part was great, but I was constantly working in it, right? I got out of the field, so I wasn't cleaning, but I'd still get a 2 o'clock call on a Saturday from the Applebee's if they somebody didn't show up or whatever. Annie says, "My team is awesome. Thanks for all you do." Annie De La Torre, one of our great members here in Cleaning Nation. So the problem was I was still working in it, and I was because I was in it, I wasn't even asking myself the right questions. So I lacked the clarity that I needed to get out of it, right? It wasn't that I was not educated in business, although I wasn't. It certainly wasn't that I was lazy. I definitely wasn't. It's just I didn't know the right questions to ask to get the clarity I needed to get the result that I wanted. So I was asking myself, like, how can I get more sales and grow so I can be out of the field? Wrong question, right? I didn't have the systems and processes to handle the business I had. Next week wasn't going to do it. Austin says, ready for next week event, quitting my day job this week to be full time in my business. Holy crap, Austin. I want to give you a personal congratulations. Having coached thousands of owners of cleaning companies, we often see when you're doing a part-time, you can certainly build a cleaning company part-time, but when you quit your job and go full-time, man, that gives you the opportunity. If you're going to be at the event next week, holy crap, we are going to give you everything you need to really just dive in. So proud of you, buddy. Can't wait to see you there. For those of you guys who want to go to the event, growmycleaningcompany.com/event. All right. So I was asking myself the wrong questions. How can I grow to get out of the field? Wrong question. Right question is, if I'm not able to handle where I'm at now, I'm certainly not going to be able to handle it at a bigger revenue, right? I was making a bad assumption. Second, how could I hire a manager so I get out of the field? And again, I know you guys and gals out there are like, oh, if I just could hire, if I just had enough money, I could pay $50,000 for an ops manager, then I could be out of the field. Maybe until that ops manager sucks or quits or doesn't do their job or whatever, and then you're right back in it, right? Or why can't I just get good employees, right? Oh, thanks, Lindsay, put up the link. So I was just asking myself the wrong questions. And it wasn't because I was afraid of the right questions, although that might have been a little bit, I just didn't know what they were, right? So today, right now, I want to give you the framework you need to make your business behave finally and start serving you as opposed to start serving you serving it. And hint, it is all about asking the right questions, right? So we kind of talked about some of the wrong questions. Let's talk about the right questions. And they go into really three categories. What do I really want? What needs to happen for me to get there? And what's the first step? So let's talk about, and there's sub questions for each if you're writing this stuff down. So what do I really want? So important, by the way. Please, please, please don't skip this. So we go, I know what I want. I want $1 million business, or I want to be rich, or I want to be able to retire, or I want to go to Disneyland like Jason while my business works. Those are all very general answers, right? The more specific you answer that question, the more specific you can put together a plan. So when we talk about what do I really want, let me give you some other questions that'll help you really answer that properly. One is, how will it feel when I get there? And by the way, if everyone sees my shirt, there's a good chance if you sign up for the event, you'll have a shirt like this of your own. Just saying. Not one that I've worn because that would be stinking gross, but like, a brand new one, fresh one, hot off the press. And there may be a surprise new shirt that says "Success rocks, excuses suck," with our raccoon, what's it called? Can't even think of it. Mascot in the mix. Just saying, I might wear that tomorrow. Oh, and I will be going live every day this week to pump up the event because I'm that freaking excited about it. All right. So, what do I really want? Let's talk about what questions we need to ask to really understand that. One, how will it feel when I get there? A lot of people, we don't identify that we don't really, we think we want $1 million business, but we really don't. We want to feel the way that we think that we'll feel when we have $1 million business. But I've had a million and then a 2 million and above business. And I got to tell you think that you're going to, like they used to do in the sitcoms where you're like the millionth shopper and like the balloons come down and like everyone makes a big stink. I kind of pictured that when I hit a million, like that's what would happen somehow. The reality is nothing happened. I don't even remember my first $1 million year. Gosh, it had to be 10, 15 years ago now. Because there was no celebration and I was so focused on $2 million. So a lot of times what happens is when we're at 100,000, we're like, if I just had 250, then I'd be happy. But then I've coached people at 250 and some are happy, some aren't, but it has nothing to do with the 250. They all want to be at 500. Once you get to 500, a million and a million, two and two, five and five, 10. So instead of chasing the elusive, like the rainbow, right? The pot for a lot of owners of cleaning companies, the $1 million mark is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. We never get there. We might hit a million, but then the pot just moves, right? Just like the rainbow. So what we really want to go is when you go, how I feel when I get there, we can start feeling that now, right? Because if we wait to have permission, it's some sort of external revenue to feel the way that we want to feel, we may never feel it. If we're clear on how do we want to feel, is it freedom? Is it in control? Is it the ability to give? Is it the ability to serve? Is it that you have a team that loves you and that you love them? We don't want to be crystal clear on how we want to feel, and then we can create a plan to get us there. Here's a real specific one. I'm glad Jason's on this thing because he and I at one of our live events in the past walk through. He's got a, you know, he had some goals and they're great goals, but we realized what he thought he wanted to get in revenue was more just a, here's how I want to grow because we're owners, right? We want to grow and that's fine. We want to have those growth goals, but we want to make that clarity and that distinction between what we need to have the life that we want and put it in the pile of money, right? So a lot of times if we really walk through like, oh, I want a Ferrari. Okay. Well, I guess you could save up money to buy one cash, which is what I would do, but you could probably lease one or buy one, you know, finance one for $1,200 a month. Right? I want to live in a $1 million house. Guess what? That might only be like $7,000-$8,000 a month. You start doing it, you're like, it really, you might, even if you kind of pull out all the stops, it might be $20,000 or $30,000 a month. And you're like, crap, that's all I need. But the problem is we can be over that and keep thinking, keep driving like we need more money. The reality is we have everything we want, right? You'll get to the point, you'd be like, I could make more money. And I love the house that I'm in. I love the cars that I drive. I love the vacations that I take. I don't need more money. I'm just going to put it with a pile or give more, or have more service, which is great. But if we're not clear on what that number is, we never know. Like, so there's kind of the three stages. There's the poverty part. Like if you're under, depends on where you are in the world, but you know, 30, 20, 40, 50 grand, depending, that's like poverty. Like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my electric bill. If the car breaks down, I'm walking. That stage sucks. We want to get out of that as soon as possible. And then there's the like, okay, I live in a safe, warm, clean place. I can get to work back and forth. I can pay my bills. Everything's great. But I'd like a nicer house, or my kids to be in a fancier school, or, you know, take nicer vacations or whatever. That's an okay place to be. And then above that, it's with the pile, right? Like, doesn't matter how much more money I make, my life's going to stay exactly the same. We just want to know which stage that we're in. And the way that we do that is ask how we will feel when we get there and how much money we need to have the life that we need. So it's not just this moving goal, right? So if it's $286,000 a year, once we hit that, we're probably going to want to grow because we're entrepreneurs, but it's so much more freeing to go, I'm doing this because I love it, because I want to serve the community. I want to build a team, and I want to flex my entrepreneurial muscles and see what God put me on this earth to do. But I've already got the money that I want, right? So we want to be crystal clear on exactly how much money it will take and how much free time that life will require, right? Say it is $286,000 and we can help you make that amount of money, but you have to work 100 hours a week and you hate your employees and they hate you and you start hating your spouse and maybe yourself. That's not a life, right? So we want to make sure that we're clear on what we want, how much money you need to have the life that you want, how much free time that will require to live the life that you want, right? Well, I don't want all free time. I get it. If you give me too much free time, I get nuts. So we want some free time, some work. We want a good balance. And then how that's going to feel. That's going to keep us doing the things that we have to do to get there. And what am I willing to do to get this life? That's a big one no one wants to ask. What am I willing to do, or what am I willing to sacrifice to get this life? So if it's very little, then you're probably not going to get the result. That's why we talk about how we're going to feel and get real clear. That helps us understand what we're going to sacrifice. We got to make sure we're willing to sacrifice enough to get there, right? If we're kind of one of those lottery winners, life mate says, hey, finally got alive. So glad that you're here. This is a bonus time. We're doing it in because of our event coming up. So glad that we made it a time that you could come. So you got to make sure that you know what you really want. You are clear on how much money it's going to take, how much free time it's going to take, what you're willing to give up, how you're going to feel. And then we got to go, where am I now? And this is where a lot of people fall down. And that's going to look at really two things you need to look at. My P&L, right? So if I know I need to make $24,000 a month to have this life that I want, and my P&L is at $4,000 a month, well, I know I'm $20,000 short, right? And then calendar, right? If I'm only working 2 days a week now, okay, I might have some time to spare. If I'm working 80 hours a week, I know I've got to quit that. So we need to know a baseline of where we're at before we can go forward. So those are the what I really want questions. How do I feel when I get there? How much money do I need? How much free time will it require? What am I willing to give up to get this life? And where am I at now? Once we're clear on that stuff, we need to go, what needs to happen to get there, right? There's a gap. Right? I'm here and I want to be here. What do I need to do to get there? Right? And I like to work backwards from, okay, if I was here, how many customers would I have? How many employees would I have? Okay, well, just like the money, right? Well, if I'm at $24,000 a month is where I want to be and I'm only making $4,000, I know I'm short $20,000. Well, let's say we're, just to make the numbers easy, we're a commercial company and our average client's $1,000. Okay, well, I know I need to pick up 20 clients between now and then. No problem. And then we're going to work it backwards. Marcos is looking forward to the event. Can't wait to see you there, buddy. We are going to have so much fun. I'm flying out next week. So this is coming, guys, to San Francisco. We're going to have Tracy in studio, and Jim and Shay. Jackson and Lindsay are going to be there virtually. It is going to be a freaking party. And we're going to have well over 100, maybe a couple hundred owners from Clean Nation. It's going to be amazing. So we're going to work backwards of where we need to be in terms of clients and in terms of employees, right? And we figure for the clients, we need to know how many pounds we need to gain, LBSs, leads, bids, sales, I call them pounds, and then how many asses we need to put in the seats, applicant shows and starts. So we kind of figure that out as opposed to just going, man, Evie Lynn is bringing the heat. She says, it's a gap that's make or break. Push through or break through the fear, your choice. It's so true, by the way. A lot of the stuff is, certainly we need the systems and processes, but it really is who you need to become to get there and how committed you are to get the system that you need and step out of your comfort zone. So wise, Evie Lynn. All right, so we kind of need to know how many pounds we need to gain. Pounds is LBSs, leads, bid, sales, and how many asses we need to put in seats, pardon my language, but applicant shows and starts, right? Once we do that math, we're like, okay, you know, say I need 10 employees to get where I want to go. And I know that, and again, you should have systems and processes. We're going to talk about how to get those in a second. If I need 10 employees, I might need to start 15, right? Because everybody doesn't always stay for more than a week or two or even show up for their first day. So I need 15 starts. And then if I'm going to have 15 starts, I might have to have 30 people to my first interview. And if I'm going to have 30 people to my first interview, I might need a couple hundred applicants, right? So what do I need to do to get there? What systems do I need to put in place to be able to handle a couple hundred applicants every month? And then same with customers, right? A lot of us are like, oh, I just build my entire company based on, you know, repeat and referral, which is repeat and referral are great, but they're hard to scale, right? If you're like, well, I need 26 clients. Well, that might mean I need to give 80 bids, which might mean I need 200 inquiries. And we've only gotten 6 in this month, right? Or maybe none. Right. So we need the systems and process. We need to kind of know what exact things we need to do, asses and pounds, ASSs and LBSs, and what systems you need to put in place. And then more importantly, who you need to be to lead that team. Right. So first we need to know what we really want. We spend a lot of time on that. And so many people skip it. Do not skip it. That's the key to the whole operation. Second, we need to know what needs to happen to get there. And third, here's the fun part that you guys have all been waiting for, but you have to go through steps 1 and 2 before this makes sense. What's the first step? Right. And I'll tell you, the best way to get all this is take a couple and really to ask and answer these questions. I'm going through it quickly in 20 minutes. Really, you want to take a couple days completely away from your business. Not while you're cleaning, right? If you're wanting to be like, oh, I'm cleaning and I'll do this while I work. To me, that would show that you're more committed to your current life cleaning than you are to your new life, right? Nothing breaks my heart more than when we've got an appointment or event or something that we know is life-changing for owners of cleaning companies. And they say crazy things like, oh, I got a last minute clean. It's for $200. So for $200, they sell their soul of their company to go make a couple hundred bucks to clean or do whatever. I got an emergency or whatever. But the problem is they don't understand the reason that they're in that place where that $200 means something to them. It's because they don't have the systems and processes. The reason they don't have the systems and processes, they're chasing the dollar, right? And it's okay to chase the dollar, but you've got to get the systems and processes, and that takes time. So that is why we're doing this 3-day event, to take 2 or 3 days out of your life, completely focused. It's not going to work if you're like, oh, I got to do 17 things and this will be one of them. That's fine. That just means you're not ready to do with your business what you need to do. So, you need to take time, ideally with other people, asking and answering these same questions so you can kind of walk through that process with other people. And ideally with someone that's walked people through this process before and knows some of the answers to these questions, that has these systems, right? That's us. That's why we're doing this event. And again, if you're not willing to sacrifice 2 or 3 days now, you're just going to you're going to die by 1,000 cuts. I've seen people that, hundreds of owners that we've talked to, they're like, oh, I'm going to figure it out. Tomorrow's the day. I can't do it now. You don't understand. Kid's sick. I don't even get into Evie Lynn's story about how committed that woman is. And those people are just saying, I want to die over 1,000 cuts for the rest of my life or until I give up this business. Today's the day. Rip the Band-Aid and go, I've got to take time out. I need to spend time on my business and not in it. Ask and answer some questions, right? And I'll tell you, I'm trying to hawk tickets to my event. We're charging $100 to get it. I think we spent $50-$60 on the welcome package we're going to send you. So this isn't something we're making a bunch of money on ticket sales. The price isn't, if you don't have $100 for your business, forget it. You should get a job. It's the 3 days, right? So anyone can spend $100 to get a ticket to our event and it's not going to change your life at all. However, when you go, I'm going to take 3 days and commit to be on my business, not in it. And I'm really going to ask these questions, really answer, really put together the systems that Mike's going to give me. This is the opportunity to absolutely change your life. So once we ask the questions, what do I really want? Which everybody skips, spend the most time there. 2, what needs to happen to get there? And we'll help you through that at the 3 days. The third question should always be, what's the first step? What can I do now? Never leave the side of a decision without some sort of massive action. If that's you, commit, take action right now. You can go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Let me see if I can put it back up on the screen. Growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Join us. There's a bunch of people on the live here already that are going to be there. I can't wait to see you. To really take that time out of your life and ask and answer these questions and put together the system so you actually next year are not going, someone said in the chat, oh, I've been doing this for years. I'm struggling. I've been doing it for a year and I can't do it. You don't want to be next year in the same spot. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event, sign up to be there. I will be live with you and a couple hundred owners in Cleaning Nation. And again, if you are too busy to work on your business because you're stuck working in it, that's just recognize that is the life that you're choosing, right? At some point, Evelyn said it perfect. It's your choice. At some point, you've got to be like, not for me. So if this is scratching where you itch and you're like, I've got to make this happen in my life. I need to work on it, not in it. This business needs to serve me. I'm done serving it. Join me, Cleaning Nation, next week. This is coming up. We've been talking about it for a while, but it's literally next week. I'm flying out on like Tuesday or Wednesday to ask and answer these questions in a safe space with a group of people that are going to guide you through it and put together the plan for the life that you wanted. If you are just starting out, but you're committed to scale. Hey, Bobby Menendez. I think you and Jessica are going to be there. If you're just starting out, but you need the systems to scale quickly, this is for you. It's definitely for you. If you're in the field, you're like, I am still cleaning freaking toilets. Maybe I've got some help. Maybe I don't, but I know I can't grow if I'm cleaning toilets. So this is absolutely for you. And also this is for folks that where I was at my service master company, where you've gotten people that are cleaning for you, but you're still stuck in the office. You're still trapped. You can't travel like Jason Johnson and who else is on track? So many of our Millionaire Mastermind Next Level folks where you can take the time out of your business. So if that's you, if that's where you're at, this is who this is for. We are going to look at what's possible for you in terms of time and money freedom over the next 90 days, over the next 12 months, based on who you're serving now, who you want to serve, where you're at now, where you want to be. We're going to look at pricing, client attraction, hiring, staffing, what's working, what's not working, identify the opportunities, which leads us to the biggest thing, which is the most important, which is identify the number one obstacle that's been holding you back. Bobby says, Jessica's at the beach. Thanks to your program. I love that lady. She'll show up on our next level calls at the beach, which is a very baller move. So once we look at your pricing, client attraction, hiring, staffing, all that good stuff, what's working and what's not, we're going to look at the opportunities. And the most important thing is the number one obstacle that's been holding you back. So we can map out a plan so you can have more fun, help more people, serve at a bigger level, make more money, and do it all much, much, much more quickly. Not only that, we're going to have a crap ton of fun and you're going to leave the event feeling clear, feeling confident, feeling excited, maybe back in love with your cleaning company again, to take it to the next level. So if that is scratching where you itch, like, yes, that is what I need. We got room. Come join us. growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Again, it's happening next week. You want to sign up now because we are sending literal welcome packages in the mail that we put a lot of time and money into that you're going to love. I think we got 30 grand in these stupid packages and they're going to be so much fun, but you got to sign up now so we can have time to package them and get them to you and all that sort of stuff. So growmycleaningcompany.com/event. If you are committed to working on your business as opposed to in it and taking control and having it serve you as opposed to you serve it, this event is the opportunity. It's $100. You can't miss. growmycleaningcompany.com/event. See you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.